And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. COVID-19 keeps killing Oklahomans, and yesterday the state passed a grim milestone. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
As of September 23rd, 10,025 Oklahomans have died from COVID-19 complications. That figure reflects the provisional death count provided by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Those deaths contribute to more than 672,000 that have taken place in the United States throughout the pandemic. Oklahoma Commissioner of Health Lance Fry issued a statement recognizing the milestone and urging Oklahomans to get their vaccines. The state's total vaccination rate has yet to hit 50%. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
The first Afghan refugees have arrived in Oklahoma. The family of seven touched down late Wednesday night in Oklahoma City, where they were greeted by an interfaith welcoming committee who provided them bags containing things like clothes, hygiene products, and copies of the Quran. Adam Sultani leads the Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE.
I see this as an opportunity that we can really, you know, establish that this is the Oklahoma standard. Doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, what your religion is, but we recognize that you need a home. We are ready to provide it to you.
Oklahoma is expecting around 1,800 Afghan refugees in total, split roughly evenly between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. That's the third highest total in the U.S., behind only California and Texas. Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma says the first refugees in Tulsa could arrive as soon as today. A coalition of local organizations says they want to see transparency and community engagement as Tulsa spends $88 million from the American Rescue Plan COVID relief funding over the next 2 years. Representatives with Action Tulsa say the money can be transformational. They're calling on officials to spend at least $15 million on initiatives aimed at reducing racial inequalities. Here's Greg Robinson.
In the federal government's guidelines and guidance, they name specifically racial equity. So there's a lot of different ways you can talk about equity. They name racial equity specifically, and we think that's particularly relevant to this conversation.
City Councilor Phil Lakin says there have been discussions about using virus relief funding in that way. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.